Guardian Unlimited.
Andras Schiff introduces Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 10 in G major, Opus 14, No. 2.
Now the sister work of Opus 14 is in G major. It's a very lyrical, a very sunny piece with humorous and even funny touches in the second and third movement. But the first one is very lyrical. So again, cantabile, very singing lines and very expressive intervals, of huge interval. Like this nine, this step downwards of a nine, or the tenths up. The second theme is like an operatic duet of two divas, you know. And this last theme, the third theme, reminds me again anachronistically of Robert Schumann, because inner voices and one voice shadowing the other. This is something that Schumann admired very much in Beethoven, and he incorporated that in his personal style. The Opus 14 number 1 that I played before had a very short development section, and this sonata has a huge development section. It's quite dramatic. Sforzando, and then stops on this fermata, and then comes. You know, you would expect it. But this was the last note on Beethoven's keyboard. This didn't exist. So it's very interesting, how does a great composer use the limitations of an instrument? Is already the dominant, and we have again a very long. It's like an operatic recitativo. Recapitulation, and that is quite as it should be expected. Very poetic coda. Evaporates. Then second movement is the first variation movement in Beethoven sonatas until now. And it's andante, and to me this is a very funny movement. You will understand that in Germany they don't think this is funny. Nothing is funny in Germany. But it's an incredibly funny movement, because it's like a miniature soldiers' march, but like children play, teen soldiers. It's not military, not in today's sense. And it's very beautiful. Character is funny because he's using very, very short notes, and they should be played very short. Today I feel that there's a tendency that many performers are almost afraid of playing short notes because of the comic effect, but it should be comic. Then, as Tovi pointed out very beautifully, that even harmonically, it's funny because every time the melody stops on a harmony, it's the dominant harmony. Look at it. We are in C major, and this is the dominant. So dominant again, dominant, dominant. Dominant, and the dominant, but short. And then the second part of this march, suddenly it's very lyrical and very beautiful, legato. And then back to the comic. Thank you. always the accents are always on the offbeat, so always in the wrong place. I play again the second part, so you get used to it. Somebody needs a glass of water? Please? Yes? No? So, anyway. Don't worry. Do you need water? Well, come on. Please. Don't worry. You take it. Yeah? It's no problem. So, Lord. Sforzando. It's also comic that he Beethoven wants the first part not to be repeated, but the second part to be repeated. Now comes the first variation. It's not comic at all. And again, if we think of a string quartet, then the viola and the cello are playing the motive, and the first violin is accompanying with syncopations. The second variation is pointillistic, like he's just outlining the main notes of the motifs, that like in Impressionist painting, like in Seurat's paintings, you get the little dots and points and you get a picture. Crescendo. And subito. And then comes four bars of a little bridge. And then he writes the last variation with the instruction molto legato, very, very much legato, and it should be really legato, not with the pedal, but you have to hold down as many notes as you can manage without destruction. The melody is very beautifully concealed. And then after this variation is finished, then comes the poem. It's like, I would call it a marche oubliée, a forgotten march. It's the 1st of March, isn't it? It's forgotten. I'm sure Beethoven expected people to, you know, to have a good laugh here, because it's really like a slap in the face, this last chord. Then this sonata ends with a wonderful scherzo in rondo, sonata rondo form. Again, it's in 3/8 time. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. But it's very ambiguous, the rhythm, because you are hearing nothing but twos. You you are hearing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, no? But 1-2, 3, 1-2, 3, 1-2, 3, 1-2, 1-2. Fermata. So, and then comes the first episode, quite dramatic. Three, four. So, and then the second episode is a wonderful German dance, a Deutsche Tanz. Finishes this German dance, and then he brings back the theme in the wrong key. And modulates back. And then return. Then there is a dramatic coda. After, we really hear this rondo theme in a very wrong key of F major, because this is our key, but we are very far away. And then how he changes the bass chromatically. Tends to end very brilliantly, like a big concerto, but then look how he will finish it. It's incredibly funny. Also, the Lydian flavor, because you have G major, but the altered fourth, it adds a certain spice, flavor, just a little bit of pepper. Very good. So, this was Opus 14, and